I know I've been really kind of boring everybody rigid talking about my line edits over the past week or so. But having now come to the end of them, yay! Having now come to the end of them, it's very, very interesting having done this for the second time and seeing how the whole writing, editing procedure actually all slots together into one big happy arrangement. The first time I did it for Echo Rising, I think I was so overcome by being published at all, and it was the first time I'd done it in a big book and blah, blah, blah. I hadn't really slotted together the procedure and just how flawlessly the procedure is worked out and just how well it all fits together. You know, there has been sort of like a narrative edit, and then there's a line edit, and then there's the copy edit, and then there's the proofread. And it's almost like layers of sandpaper. You know, every time you apply a layer of sandpaper, and every time it's got a finer grain. So, was it Ernest Hemingway that said the first draft of anything is shit? The idea is you start off with the rough surface, and then you sand it down and sand it down, or your editor sands it down and sands it down, until you end up with something very, very fine grain and shiny at the end. So, anyway, hats off to Kath Treckman for being an absolute star and going all the way through this. I think, I know, a relationship, your relationship with your editor is imperative, and your editor's relationship with the text that they're editing is also imperative, and Kath has been absolutely fantastic through all of this. And having now come through it for the second time, it's been a really interesting learning experience, you know. It's not a big red knife, a big red pen. An editor is there to make it better. And that's a very, very cool thing. And as a footnote, by the way, the image was stolen shamelessly from henrysnyder.com. So, thanks, Henry.